You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Billy, can you go back to the couch and do the show from the couch today? I don't like your presence, your energy being this close to the camera.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's how we gonna start it off.
Oh, I messed up.
Welcome
he's gonna
to Mr.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, see what you did.
I knew it.
See what you did.
I knew he was gonna do
he
that.
He didn't get a word in. He literally didn't say a word.
No. He said he got one word and he said, nope, not today. And
it would be funny if he popped back in the Zoom and it was back there. It was like a real.
I really hope
so. He genuinely just left?
He left. Yeah, he knew it was going to happen too. The moment he didn't say anything back, I was like, oh, I'm toast. He's gone.
And you know what the end of Naeem Hines stands for? Not today.
Not today.
Is that the first name with N that you came up with?
Nah, it was a Stu Guys exclusive. I got that from the kid himself. You feel me? Salute to that boy. Mm-hmm. He's somewhere high as hell right now.
Yeah.
Cody, we're in this picks pool, and this weekend is nerve-wracking for the both of us. I might actually, can we entertain like an 8-minute long genuine football conversation? Because I need your guys' help this weekend, because I've gone back and forth on both conference championship games a number of times, and I still don't really know which way I'm going on both of them.
Yeah, but Witty, I've done this throughout the year. Whenever I bring in opinions of other people, and then I end up, if it doesn't hit, I get mad at myself for not just going with what I thought. Like, if you have a thought on the game, and Tony and Juju and Roy and I, say stuff that make you go another way, and, we don't know what's actually going to happen, and then it loses, you're going to feel like shit. Go with your gut, man. Ride your gut. You got here this far.
Billy, I'm sorry.
Ride the gut.
He has returned. He has risen.
Billy, we thought you'd be further back when you popped in the Zoom, maybe.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be outside for real.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
What is happening? Billy dropped out of the Zoom again.
So now he's just doing a thing. He
knew that was going to happen.
What a cat move. What an evil cat move.
This is going to help out the video or not.
It was mine.
It really is going to hurt the video.
Poor
Mike Fuentes got a job on for this one.
Salute to Mike Fuentes.
All right, let's break down the games, though. Go ahead.
Okay, Tony.
Before you start,
yeah, go on.
You are with four now. God bless football correspondents.
Yes.
So, you feel me? So we got your back, brother.
I want to lean on all of your expertise. I guess, Tony, you've had very defined football opinions throughout the year. You come in every Monday and say that you were right about something because you've said a number of things throughout the year, and so inevitably you're going to be right about something. Which I think is that the math of Tony's top five?
A magician never reveals his tricks, guys.
Have you Bishop to Rook 9 us with all of your football takes? So I mean, you've been on somebody at some point this season.
Every single week, it's a Bishop to Rook 9 check until we get to the ultimate checkmate, and that'll
if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, then you'll
the Eagles lose.
Hurts, my guy.
If the Eagles lose, you're fucked. We can admit that, right?
Yes, and I'm actually very worried, guys. I want to tell you something. I'm very worried, not because of the games, not because of anything, because you know how there's this stigma around the NFL and around pro sports that things are rigged, right? I don't know if you guys get to those corners of the internet. They're like, hey, everything's rigged. It's all about the cities and this and that, whatever. I'm very worried. You know why? A Super Bowl matchup has already been displayed at a grocery store. It has Cincinnati balloons and it has San Francisco 49er balloons.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. I don't know who decided to put that up. I don't know where it is. But there is a display with those two teams. So it seems like
Is it in Cincinnati or San Francisco?
No, it didn't say it was in either place.
Is it Miss Cleo's restaurant?
No, it's not. It was a grocery store, so not a restaurant. It was a grocery store. It had, like, you know when you walk into Publix and, like, that first little table that greets you with, like, little cakes and
love that table.
Things that they have on sale.
Oh, or when they take, like, all the cases of, like, 12 packs of sodas.
And put them in the front.
And they, like, stack them all up to make, like, a football or something.
Exactly. So yeah, right in front of that.
That's a great one. It's a classic.
The table had Cincinnati balloons and San Francisco balloons. So it makes me very worried because I have the exact opposite. I've got Eagles and Chiefs. So really? I'm very worried. Yeah.
Can you make the case for your actual feeling of Eagles and Chiefs?
Yeah, I think that the 49ers haven't... I'm trying to think of a team that they've run up against that is as equally physical and has a good defensive and offensive line as they do. And I'm kind of drawing a blank. Like, Dallas was good.
I was going to say Cowboys.
Dallas was good, but I just think offensively the Eagles are better than Dallas. I like Jalen Hurts. I trust Jalen Hurts more than I do Dak Prescott. I think the weapons are better on the Eagles. I think the coaching is better on the Eagles. I'm big into the Eagles this year. I think they should win. I think the defensive line can get enough pressure on Purdy unless he has just a historic... Has he lost yet in the NFL?
No, he has not. He's 8-0, I think.
Like, the old like do factor.
Right?
The old do factor.
He hasn't played the Eagles. He hasn't played a defensive line that is going to put this much pressure on him. Linebacker core that's good. Secondary that's excellent. I just really like the Eagles.
I think Where did you see this picture?
It was on the internet.
Because they
was a video.
Because they played in Super Bowl 23.
Yeah, no. But this was like
where the products from this year.
Yeah, for sure.
I doubt it's a 32-year-old grocery store photo.
Video. No, it wasn't a photo. It was a video.
Joe Montana was in there.
No. It was a video. I'm gonna have to go back and try and find it.
Chris Collinsworth was in there.
Look up NFL rigged grocery store balloons. See if that pops up.
I got three words for you. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Attaboy.
They definitely taking them boys out this weekend just because of what you said. The defensive line, oh my goodness. The offense, holy moly. You feel me? It's going to be rough. They barely got over the hump with Dallas, and they are struggling-ish. You feel me? So I'm definitely taking the Eagles.
Are they covering, though? So you got them covering. We're talking 3.5 here?
I got them boys covering.
It's 2.5. 2.5. Okay.
10 points. You feel me?
I can't believe how much the Chiefs-Bengals line has moved. It's back to Chiefs minus one. And you know what? And my theory is that the line moved 2 points on that one video of Patrick Mahomes walking off of his press conference and looking
like right. Jumping down the stage.
There's also him,
to Michelle Steele.
There's also him like jogging in practice. There was like some like shot of him on the field, like just a little jog. I was like, all right, he looks good. He looks good.
Yeah.
Passed the eye test.
I think every time Joe Burrow have a press conference, the line move again. It's like, nah, he too cool. Nah, fuck that. 2 points for the Bengals.
But I do genuinely, like, people like, oh, hey, Mahomes looks fine. Chuck him in a bet.
It's weird the fact that he's even able to do the stuff that he's able to do. Just walking off the podium without a limp is crazy because those high ankle sprains are really, really
bad. He could be faking it too. Like, just he could just be like, ah, like as soon as he gets off camera, like he's like falls into like a golf
right,
cart.
Exactly. Like, do you think it's like a PR representative tells him, hey, it's 2 steps down and 11 steps out of the room. Then we get to your crutches.
I believe it.
He wasn't even wearing a brace, right?
No.
It was just nothing.
Yeah, just a normal-looking Patrick Mahomes day.
What do we think Joe Burrow, just back to him being so cool, like what does someone like him eat for breakfast? When you're that cool, like what's
Julio's.
Haters.
Yeah.
Haters.
A cigarette and a chocolate bar, maybe.
Ah.
See, but like the genius of being cool is like, so after the game on Sunday.
Go ahead, Whitty.
No. But like, I'm observing as someone who is spectacularly uncool.
Why are you?
Don't do that. You are spectacularly cool. Don't do that.
Thank you, Juju, even though I'm not. So like, he's wearing after the game like these pink, were they pink? Like sweatpants with the Seinfeld logo on them.
Nice.
And if I wore those, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
Has Joe Burrow actually watched Seinfeld? Or does he just know that's like...
I think he watches Seinfeld. That doesn't seem like something you would do. Like,
is that the Kith Seinfeld collab that came out?
Seinfeld.
The what collab?
The Kith and Seinfeld collab. Has that first dropped yet? Yeah, let me see.
Wait, I love
it. I think he's pondering that shit somewhere.
I love how Jerry Seinfeld's like, we're not doing a remake. We're not doing a movie. This show lives on its own, but we will do a collab.
We will. They did.
That's the one thing I will allow.
They did a whole season of Curb.
That's true. Yeah.
But that was a reunion.
Wale did a CD about nothing.
But the mixtape about nothing is notorious. Yeah,
more about nothing. One of the best mixtapes of all time.
Yudichki.
What do we got, Tony?
I'm trying to find it. I'm seeing a Kith collab. Oh, but this says Queens. This is not the same. No, I don't think it was from the Kith collab.
All right.
Okay.
So it's just I see them on my TikTok and they're like, "Wow, look how cool he is. He's wearing Seinfeld sweatpants." And it's like, it really, you cross a Rubicon where like everything that you do is cool by virtue of the fact that you've done it. Yeah. Despite the fact that it might not actually be cool if someone with far less swag, such as myself, did that.
It's just a protein shake for me. That's what he eats for breakfast.
I was expecting the Rubicon joke from Juju. Anthony doesn't know what it means. I was waiting for it.
Is it a Jeep?
Hey, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm well versed in the Rubicon universe.
Going AMC.
Look, man, Joe Burrow got the sauce, man. If you ain't got the sauce, you lost.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I'm leaning Bengals because
of the sauce.
Because of the sauce.
Okay.
Intangible, right there. The sauce.
And also because I've seen some numbers on how good the Bengals have been against top quarterbacks in the playoffs, and I think if they can't do it to hobbled Mahomes, then who could they do it to, you know?
I think that in all of this, what gets lost is the Bengals' defensive line play from Hendrickson and Hubbard. I feel like those two guys are some of the best ends playing defense right now. Like, they're just always at the quarterback. I mean, if Mahomes is even a little bit hurt, right, if he looks hurt and if he plays hurt and if he's not as mobile as he should be, Hubbard and Hendrickson coming off that line, like, they're going to wreak havoc just because they don't stop.
This game's so tough for me because I have not gotten an Eagles game right all year.
it's really easy. They've won 14 games.
When it comes to the spread.
I'm telling you, with the spread, this is with the spreads, this pool that Woody and I are in, and I can't get the Eagles right. The Bengals I've gotten right a lot. The Bengals are one of the teams I feel good about.
They've also won like 8 straight games, right?
And that they cover, though.
Philly are 9-9 against the spread this year.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, when a team is like that, you could very easily just pick them always when they don't cover. Like, you could very easily get
half of the time you're going to win.
Yeah. Cincinnati, by the way, 13-5 against the spread this year. The Chiefs are 6-11-1 against the spread.
I feel like that Niners. Jags game was easy.
What about the Niners?
Three words for you for this game as well.
Wow.
And that's Uno, Higgins, Hurst. A.K.A. Because the boys are going to be running everywhere. The defense on the Chiefs, I see them, but they're going to be a little suspect this week. I feel it. I don't know. I didn't talk to anybody. But look out for the UHH.
Bengals-Eagles feels like the play, Woody. I know like we're in the same pool, but like I think that's where I'm leaning.
Yeah. There's something about the Niners, though. You know what? Honestly, is the biggest reason why I'm thinking Niners. There was a clip that went viral this week of Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach, having a go at the media for criticizing their defensive coordinator. I don't want the media to be having a go at the defensive coordinator on a team that like is going against the Niners. And Sirianni getting all defensive about it. He seems also like someone who's like got a little too much aggro for me.
He's got
to calm down, man.
Have a go. No go.
He's having a go. Like, and it did that thing where he mean mugged the camera and it went viral and it was cool, but like, chill out, man. You're an NFL coach.
He exhibits the behavior of someone who plays with the candy.
Wow.
He be geeked up.
That's an accusation.
Do we have the reckless speculation music?
He didn't accuse anyone of anything.
Right.
No.
You know what? I do have the reckless speculation music.
All right, hit it. Just
I like
one
Starburst
time.
Too. Right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with
candy.
I do
have that.
All right,
you just got that sitting on your computer.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless.
Seamless.
Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
Oh,
you're good,
man. Okay, man. Hey, word in the streets, man. Nick Sirianni, he loves those Beverly Hills parties, baby. He be in the hills snowed in. He be in the valley snowed in. You feel me? Mike Tyson be in the bathroom. Hey, I didn't talk to anybody, but that's he exhumes the behavior.
It's just the vibes. Just the vibes he gives off.
He be turned up every time I see him. Like, calm down, number one.
At the very least.
Y'all remember his introduction video? What he
yeah,
said
it was terrible.
He had folks doubting the Eagles. He had a Bafias team. He had folks doubting the Eagles because of just what he talking about. Boy, hush, please, sir.
That's normal, Nick. He was too scared that day. He had to, like, that was just clean cut Nick. That's why.
Right.
Click.
But salute to the Eagles, though. Brother. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm taking y'all, boys. You feel me?
And Eagles, salute Bengals to Jamar Chase. Fun, though.
That would be fun.
That would be a fun Super Bowl. Eagles, Bengals, offensive explosion.
Yeah, dog.
That's what we need.
The Chiefs can
I feel
make
like
it.
Jamar don't get enough.
The Chiefs can make it. 3 weeks in between the injury for Mahomes feels like we'd get a pretty decent Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Right. And they played in the snow last week. Jamar went off in the snow.
Yeah.
Imagine Jamar next week, you feel me, and T. Higgins. It's just too incredible. It's like, if they still had Tyreek Hill, they got Mecole Hardman potentially coming back, which is major. But at the same time, man, them Bengals looking tough, dog.
I saw a clip of Jamar Chase wired for sound for the Bills game, and he was sitting next to, I think it was Higgins on the bench, and Higgins goes, this is my first time playing in the snow. It's not for everybody. I'm one of those everybodies.
Exactly.
What was his stat line? Did we go back and see Higgins' stat line?
I'll look it up right now, but
because I don't remember seeing him much. Right. Like 3 for 37.
That game like, also, like, there were a lot of, like, very simple throws that were not connected just because it seemed like the conditions prevented them from being connected.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Higgins had that one catch on the sideline where he caught it with like one hand and brought it in like toe drag swag.
three for 28 for Higgins in that game.
Oh, it's close. 3 for 37.
All right, do you want to spin the wheel? Do a little wheel of issues today?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sure.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Gotta land on Billy here.
Yeah, oh, I think so. My best.
Hold on, before we start, we didn't ask the number four football person in the entire universe, the Guardian, about what his opinion of Fessy and the challenges from last week.
Guardian.
Oh, dude, Fessy is he's such a dope Fessy. My favorite part, Juju, of the episode of the challenge was how Fessy and Mariah, well, mainly Fessy, kept trying to make the phrase Orlando style a thing. Like, he kept saying, let's do this Orlando style.
Exactly. And I hate that he'd want to go by Fessel now. Like, come on. You've been on TV for Fessel for 13 years, sir.
I mean, I guess if he wants to, you know, for his heritage and his family, whatever, go by Fessel. But everyone just keeps calling him Fessy anyway. So it's not working, you know?
Salute to his heritage. I'm so sorry for your heritage. That's my fault.
No, it's all good. I mean, he said something like that. He wanted to use his real name, whatever. But yeah, no, he looked like a fool. In the last challenge.
And going back a couple of weeks, I was so happy when Nelson got eliminated because of how he was playing this year. Oh, my God. Salute to Nelson, but thank God you are out of here, bro.
Oh, I love Nelly T. That's my guy.
He's so goofy.
He was one of the nicest people. Oh, I didn't tell you, Juju, and it was funny, and my wife got mad at me. So a couple of weeks back, and I was talking to you in town, a couple of weeks back, Lewis and Michelle from The Amazing Race invited us and see if any of us wanted to go to the finale watch party for The Amazing Race. They're a couple from here in Miami. Lewis is a big fan of the
show.
Shout
out
to
Lewis.
They're actually at Moss. I think you guys all met them. Anyway, so I went to the finale watch party that they had, and it was a lot of, and Juju, you would have loved it. There's like lots of like Big Brother people there. There were some people from the challenge there. It was like a bunch of like reality people, but I didn't want to bother.
Who's who, Billy?
Yeah, like in the reality world, it was. But I didn't want to bother anyone, and I didn't want to go up and be like, oh my God, like, you know, I like you on the show, blah, 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 whatever, right? So I didn't really talk to them. I have a cough drop in my mouth. I don't know if you can hear it, like, clacking on my teeth. I'm going to take it out. Anyway.
I should have went with you that day. I would have been your hype man. I would have been had you in pictures with everybody. I'm like, bro, do y'all know who this is? Billy Gibb, Festival, we in the building.
Okay, so get this. So I didn't say hi to anyone other than Lewis and Michelle, right? And everybody was there, and Rex Ryan was supposed to be there, but he got sick because Rex Ryan was on that season. So on the way out, I said hello to the only person I said hello to because I couldn't pass it up. And I felt bad, but I thought it was too good to pass up. So I'm walking out, Juju, and only you'll get this. I'm walking out and I see Josh, right? So we leave. We're going outside and I turn
Josh
back.
Josh is from which show?
Josh is from the challenge in Big Brother. Challenge he actually won Big Brother. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He was on our podcast, like super down to earth. Super nice. Super nice guy. So we're leaving. My wife goes outside. My sister goes outside. I turn around. I go back and I see Josh. And I go to my wife, come here. So I go up to him and I go, my wife is such a huge fan of yours. And then she's standing there and he's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And he's like, oh, have a good night. He was such a nice guy. It's like super loud music. So then we go outside and we're walking and she goes, what did you say to him? He was so nice. And I'm like, I just told him how much you're such a huge fan of his. And she's like, I hate you. Like, why did you do that? And she's like super embarrassed. And I was like, you're never going to see Josh again. Like, it's fine. It's not a big deal. There's 1,000 people talking to them. Like, Josh is not going to remember this. It was perfectly fine.
Do our wives hate us?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Okay, without absolutely. A doubt. 100%. 1,000%.
Okay. Just making sure. Just making sure.
If you're married, your spouse hates you.
Okay. Like, okay.
Wife, husband, whatever. Your spouse hates you.
Do you guys hate your spouses?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay. But your spouse hates you.
So it's one-way hatred then.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's social media playing tricks on me, but it seems like all of your wives like you.
Mm. No.
That's social media.
It's social media.
We don't know anything about that. You know, wait. Yeah. Like you'll find out.
Yeah, exactly.
No, let me rephrase that. Mm. Our spouses love us, but they don't like us.
Correct.
Nice.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
What drives you to think this?
Everyday life.
I think it's us. It's like an introspective look at us of what we do versus what they do, and then the things that we do to them.
Her reaction to anything that brings me joy.
Exactly.
Imagine them getting off work, having a tough day at work, and then you're like, "Hey, husband, what did you do today?"
I threw an orange.
You'd be like, "Oh, we clipped Grant Tony toenail."
She should be the only one giving you joy. Is basically
I had to do TikTok dances today. It was a rough day at the office.
Juju, just last thing on the challenge since you asked, have you noticed how, because Dan Orlovsky has like engaged with a lot of them, how thirsty some of the challengers have been this year, like tagging Dan Orlovsky directly just so that they're going to mention on First Take is awesome.
They're trying to get on TV. They say it's the fifth sport in America.
Yeah, well, in 2020, there was no sports. So, like, that was all that's going. I think that was, like, one of their biggest seasons. I was thinking back to, like, when we did the Challenge podcast, which I loved. I was thinking back to it, and it was, like, everyone was great that was on, and almost everyone agreed to come on. Like, there's only a few people that didn't or that we lost contact with, right? And thinking back, I'm thinking because I noticed it when it happened, when some of them would hop on the Zoom, I'm not mentioning any names, I noticed kind of like a like excitement because like they got this thing like, hey, you want to come on ESPN's number one challenge podcast?
Right,
and they're
right.
probably like, oh my God, shit, like ESPN, this is awesome. Especially like the ones that like fancy themselves like athletes that could have made it or whatever. And I noticed a couple times that there was kind of like a like hopped on the Zoom and there was like, just like a slinking down.
Like waiting for Stan like, Verrett to be on the Zoom.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Like, who the hell are these people? So I felt bad about that.
Damn, they probably told everybody, ESPN today, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out with Stephen A. this morning.
And all their friends are like, oh, who you with? Stephen A., Scott Van Pelt? What'd you get? Sports Center?
Dan
like,
Levitard. No.
Lorenzo.
I'm in Zoom with Levitard.
CJ.
Bruce Producer.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Spin the wheel?
Football.
Yeah.
Where'd it land, Roy?
Landed on Juju Gotti.
Wow. Juju wanted me, Whitty, to ask you about Miami firing their offensive coordinator, who was the greatest hire in the history of assistant coaches
exactly.
A year ago.
That's exactly what I text you.
You know, I think they're going to replace him with somebody similarly minded, just perhaps a different kind of personality. I don't think they're gonna like open it up and become a Lincoln Riley offense. I still think they're gonna be fairly conventional, just conventional in a different way.
The shock is that he got fired and didn't sprint out of here as fast as possible.
Well,
I think
based on the fact that the season ended more than 2 months ago and he's only just getting fired, I think everyone involved was trying to get him to a different place, and this was very much the last resort. So okay. I can't imagine they wanted to eat the salary on a former Broyles Award winner, but I guess they're going to have to eat it because he either didn't find a job anywhere else, or maybe he'll get a job somewhere else and it'll be offset or something like that. But yeah, two months and a full recruiting cycle going by would seem to suggest that they were looking for all available avenues to get him out of the program. I still think they're going to be fairly conventional. I don't think that they were an offensive coordinator away. I think the overall structure leading to the regression of Tyler Van Dyke was really tedious to watch over the course of the last season. I don't have massive expectations for the Hurricanes next year, maybe in 3 years' time.
Good question. Number one. Number two, it's impossible to put the high person first in any situation like this. High person go like three or four.
You're the first name I saw there, Juju. I'm sorry.
Jesus. I'm not high, by the way.
No.
I mean, it's okay if you are in certain places.
Yeah. No, that's not.
I mean, it's okay.
Said anything about
here.
Anything. I'm in California. And I'm high there.
All right, good.
No one said that though.
Totally copacetic.
6 a.m.
It's legal all over there.
It's 6 a.m.
I haven't gone to sleep yet. He hasn't gone to sleep yet. That's it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Tony, why do you always do this in the dark if you have good lighting? Like, why do you? Why are you always sitting like if you're like? I don't know, in a cave.
Billy just can't help himself. He's got to
I'm just asking. No, while we're waiting around.
Are you
going to
leave like Billy?
I mean, Tony could just answer the question.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Because I didn't know we were using it for video. I didn't want to turn everything on. It's a process. I didn't really feel
left
like doing it.
Just, you should have just left.
No, it's not boom, boom, boom. I have to stand up. I have to click it. I have to go over here.
Oh,
I have
he has
to
stand there. Up.
He has a
There's
whole set.
Things I got to do. The ankle's actually from... I don't want to talk about... I don't want to talk about anything that happened, but we did something yesterday. Mm-hmm. My ankle, going to rehab in about 15 minutes. I'm going to drop off the Zoom.
Man.
I'm going to need to get a little work done.
A little sore.
Yeah. I'm going to have to see the athletic trainer. Mm-hmm.
Did you suck yesterday?
Have to go into it.
We're not going to go into it, actually.
Well, we don't know.
You have to go see Dr. Harlan Selznick?
No, I don't see Dr. Selznick.
You don't have to get
specific. Speaking of Dr. Harlan Selznick, we got a NFC watch party this Sunday.
Yes.
I will be at that.
Feel me? That thing going down.
Harlan Sanders.
Tune in and watch us live. Even yes. Two guys going to be there.
What?
Kevin Harlan.
Whoa.
Hey.
Check us out on YouTube this Sunday, 3 p.m.
Yeah, we'll be watching along, courtesy of our friends at KFC.
Yeah.
Watching along with the 49ers and the Eagles. You will watch me, at least, just living and dying with every kick of that game. I'm hearing that all kinds of shenanigans are being planned. I'm going to be as locked into a football weekend as I have ever been in my entire life.
And you're going to see me devouring some KFC chicken.
Hell yeah.
You're not going to see me because I'm not going to be there.
All right.
Oh, I know Sunday.
Good
stuff. Salute to our partners at DraftKings. I got, what's his name? Brett Kern, Philadelphia's punter, for at least 3.5 punts. I'm going
Oh, so you're going over 3.5 punts?
Over 3.5 punts.
What's the line for Mitch Wischnowski? What's the line for Mitch Wischnowski?
I think he got 4.5, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a lot.
Very low scoring game.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to take those overs, you might as well, like, same game parlay them with the under.
With an under.
He got 4. Mitch Wischnowski got 4, yeah.
Mm. All right, so if you're going over on either of those, I would definitely pair them with the under because they're expecting a low scoring contest then. Hey, Juju, where did the wheel land?
Oh, it landed on the man himself, 10-Day Tizzle.
Wow. I've got a very important headline that I want to talk about, family.
Okay.
Clemson's Brevin Galloway from the hospital bed.
Oh, I saw this.
My balls exploded.
Ouch. There was a video of him chronicling this in which he was very clearly high.
He could not have chronicled it like
high as
any better.
Apparently.
With a video?
It's an IG video from his
hospital bed talking like post-surgery. Like
he was very clearly coming down from anesthesia. My God, was he high.
The line, my balls exploded, is something that nobody in this Zoom, as I'm looking at the other 5 faces, including mine 6, would ever want to say, ever.
No.
My balls exploded. Was it a charge that he took that he didn't, you know, like... cover the family jewels? Like, what happened there? Does anybody know? Because I just saw the headline and I didn't want to read into it.
I'm on it.
Like, gives me that secondhand pain of like, oh, this guy's balls exploded. Mine will explode too.
I saw the coach of Clemson men's basketball. I think it's Brad Brownell, declined comment. So we're not getting any more information. But I believe also in the IG video, like towards the bottom, it said, my girlfriend needs to chill. So... I don't know.
That's also not good either.
No.
I got a quote here.
Others hating their significant others.
He goes, this morning, I went to lift. I came back. I took a nap. I woke up from my nap. My balls and my nutsack were exploded.
Okay.
What the fuck?
So it must be a hernia. It must have been like some sort of hernia, right?
We can never work out again as a collective unit.
Them up.
Wow.
Yeah.
He woke up from it. Did he like wake up? And
he didn't hear the explosion, apparently.
But like,
boom. What do you mean?
He woke up and they had exploded. It wasn't like he's like, I heard a boom and I looked down and it was like, I just woke up and my balls and nutsack were exploded. So like it had happened quietly.
I'm trying to imagine. So like he wakes up, he looks down and like,
we all do that, right? We look down, just make sure.
Or just like rolling around. There's just like
yes,
like a grenade was attached.
Freed gonads that are just sort of rolling around in his sweatpants. Like I'm
guessing, Billy. Yes, Billy. I every morning when I wake up, I give a little check just to make sure that my balls haven't exploded.
No,
just make sure they haven't exploded.
I'm gonna start doing that now. Yeah.
I mean, I do believe in anatomically correct description of.
Do we all check right now to make sure?
I think it would be testicles, not gonads.
Oh my God.
Gonads is scientifically correct.
What Austin Powers movie where he's like 1, 2, 3, yeah, they're all there.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Well.
He's like, you're a tripod. Is that Goldmember?
I don't remember that line, honestly.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that sounds
all right, we're
like
good.
I've done that one at
least 100 times. It's a classic.
Pipe and a crepe. Anyway.
Bung and a blitz. Yeah,
that's all.
Balls exploding,
not good.
Good topic.
Yeah. Good, that was good stuff.
Good.
All right, I'm out of here. See you guys.
but you got to pick who. It landed on.
Of course.
You were just gonna leave the Zoom when Billy was like, Tony, why is your lighting terrible? If you just did what he did and just left.
I wanted to, but I wanted to leave him sitting in silence for like 5 seconds. It landed on Billy. Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Hey. Look at that!
Wow.
So I've been inspired by Mike Fuentes. I was just thinking this right now. I don't know if you've caught on to Mike Fuentes. Mike Fuentes is one of our video producers, I
think.
He's
an expert in everything. If you bring up any topic to Mike Fuentes, he has like 30 seconds on
it. We have lots of experts in, yes. in our office, I've learned, on every subject.
Okay. Yes.
We're very fortunate in that if you have a question on anything, everyone knows the answer to it. It's experienced.
It's a very Miami thing of like having the tone of, I am 100% certain about what I'm saying right now about anything. You can bring up any subject. Oh, no. No. Like, water actually bad for you. There's all kinds of things where like people just say random things. On what basis could you say that with any level of authority? There's so many people that just know everything about everything in our office. And like every once in a while, I like to go, no, tell me. I think to provide balance.
I think Tony and Fuentes are the biggest.
Lost one of our biggest experts.
Tony and Fuentes are the kings of this domain of like, I'm an expert on this thing that I'm not like, and I'm sitting there thinking, it doesn't sound like you have much info on this. You're just kind of saying it.
Yeah,
it was how many calories was in Egg McMuffin from McDonald's. I saw Fuentes and Tony get into this debate about like breaking down each ingredient in it, and I was just like, none of you know either of this. You guys are just bold. Like, and it was like right there where I was like, these guys think they know everything.
So just for everyone who's like, 10 Day Tony's a character, he's playing it up. He's not. It's 24 hours a day like that, an expert on everything. So anyway, Mike Fuentes, I've caught on to social media. Lots of thoughts on social media too. I've caught on to social media. He does a thing where he starts a thread at the beginning of every year and just tells you what movie he's watched. And then he'll number them. And he'll be like, this is movie number 159 on the year. And then he'll put like four images and it's like
a Twitter
nice
thread? Title.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
He just started one and he's already by, and I don't know how he finds the time. I think he's already by like 12 movies for this year or something.
Maybe that's his passion. You feel me?
I realized on Thursday's Levitard show that I didn't watch a single movie that was released in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yours was zero.
Hell yeah. Like, since
literally
years,
zero. Yeah.
Okay. Since years, looking at the Zoom sometime, I'd be like screaming at the computer. My favorite movie last year, even though it was popular, I know, but The Bullet Train was fire as hell, bro.
Yeah.
The Bullet Train had me locked in the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to Brad Pitt. Salute to Bad Bunny.
Yeah. So he's by eight. He's by eight movies so far this year. If you want to find him, his name is at Mike Fountains. If you want to know what movies Mike Fuentes has watched this year, he's by eight. He started with John Wick, Strange Days, The Irishman, Along Came Polly, The Menu, Bullet Train. Oh, look, Bullet Train, Juju.
What do you think?
The Mummy, and Don John. I think I'm going to start Billy's Book Club on Twitter, just so you guys follow along, and I will tell you what book I'm about to read.
All the kids' nice. Books? All the children's books that you're reading?
No, that would have been good, actually.
What are you reading right now, Billy?
You're going to have to wait for the tweet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Billy's, Stephen Billy's A's book, club. Is it? This is going to be a thing. Well,
I got an idea.
Joke is ruined. Thanks, Roy.
Everybody go to Mike Fountains. Everybody go to Mike Fountains' Twitter and just every time you watch a movie, put it in under his thread. You feel me? All year. Let's flood it. Let's smash that subscribe button. You feel me?
You know,
wait, what are we doing?
We're going underneath Fuentes' thread and saying when you've watched a movie this year, and you create your own thread under his thread.
Oh, wow.
No matter which one it is.
Also tip him because he has a tip option at the top of his page. So
hello.
If you feel inclined, tip at Mike Fountains. Or I mean, how about
if,
this?
If he ends up with all kinds of Twitter followers and like $3,000 after this, what an episode for Mike Fuentes. This
I should get a cut. So, I'm just saying.
I hope he get $10,000.
I'm his agent here.
Get a tax.
Oh, yeah. Look, and he also has in his description Taco Bell is tagged, so I don't know if he's trying to get Taco Bell money there. Mm-hmm. Look, here's what we're going to do. Send him a tweet at Mike Fountains, right, all together, and because it has been pointed out by someone else, not me, that he thinks he's an expert at everything, just send him questions about something. So, like, at Mike Fountains and ask a question that you've always wanted the answer to. And then do like hashtag mystery crate or something. And then we'll be able to follow along. And then we can all get the answers to these questions.
We can all learn everything about everything. It'll be amazing.
Possibly.
Speaking of everything, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, that was a great movie as well.
Yeah,
salute
I guess
to
yeah.
that girl.
Great name for a movie as well. It's a fun one to say. Everything, Hell Everywhere, yeah. All at Once.
Michelle Yeoh's cleaning up for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chris Cody. I want to mine more of Chris Cody's newfound movie expertise.
Well, I mean, I like
you co-host Cinephile.
I know all the, like, who I know people that got nominated for Oscars. Like, if you listen to Cinephile, you know I don't listen to, I don't watch as many movies as I should, just because, like we've all said, there's not a lot of time in the day. You know, right. I don't. But
My thing with not watching movies is I like to, like, put my phone off to the side, close my computer, and just give my undivided attention to a movie. And I find that, like, my capacity to do that is nil. So
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Watch a movie with your phone. If you get into your phone for 5 minutes, you rewind.
But I haven't watched the movie then.
But yeah, you did.
Do that in the theater, though.
You rewind. Yeah, but I'm not talking about it in the theater. I'm talking about it at home. You rewind. And in a theater, I'm with you. You got to kind of be in it. But yeah. If you're at home, that's the value of watching it at home. If you miss 5 minutes, you rewind it. It's not that big a deal.
That was very Greg Cody.
Yeah, it is.
Just the way you did that.
Yeah,
you rewind it.
Yeah, it was.
Man, I'll discuss the bit here. I was just going to do one thread for Billy's book club, and it was just going to be Stephen A's book, and I was never going to go back to it and do it again. And it was just going to live there because it was going to be the only book I had listed for the year, and I have Stephen A's book right back there, so I was just going to take a picture of it and put out, oh, nice. I'm about to read Stephen A's book.
You should do the LeBron thing of I'm a big reader guy, but it's always open to page 7.
But the New York Times bestseller, by the way, Stephen A. Smith.
Kid's book is such a better idea.
How would they know?
And I burned through those books like 8 in a day. Like, I've read so many books the past 2 years and reread them as good the second time around. In fact, I have one right here. Where did it go? I have one right here. Mommy and Me with a little elephant.
Oh, it's got a little spring.
He puts his finger. That's his finger.
Yeah, it's a finger.
Oh, wow.
I've had that book.
Good book, Mommy
Man,
and Me.
I have to admit, though, kids' books, overrated.
What?
They're all pretty terrible.
Dude, it's the jackpot. If you could get a kid's book,
I feel
that's
like they're
the
properly
goal.
Rated.
Oh, they all, God. Okay.
They all have happy endings.
I got an idea. We should make a kid's book, the show. Or us, Mystery Crate, or hey, 80/20 hour away. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
A coloring book, at least, of all of our caricatures, and let kids color in them in any way they want to. Yeah. That'd be awesome. And Billy could, each person have their own book. Billy goes to school. Billy goes to play. You feel me? Chris goes to karaoke.
Yep.
Roy goes to his kingdom.
Chris goes
to. You feel me? It means Chris Whittingham goes on CNN. Color it in.
I like this. I actually think that would be pretty successful. I think that the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz Universe could sell, what, like 10,000 copies of kids' books?
No.
You don't think so?
I think so.
You don't think we can sell 10,000 copies of kids' books to our audience?
We did a musical. And
that's,
it, like, went,
that's a small percentage of our daily listeners.
Right?
How much are we charging for a coloring book?
Not to get in the
like $5.99, some shit, however much books cost. Yeah. No caps. You feel me?
Well, $8.99 ski?
Dan is a hippo. Put Dan head on the hippo. Boom. Kid will go crazy to color that.
So just doing math, if we sold 10,000 books for $6 each, the most that book makes is $60,000. It's going to cost a lot to produce those books, I would think. And you wouldn't get a cut. You'd have a publisher.
It's like $500 a piece, baby. Let's go.
Look, turn that frown upside down, Skeptical Billy, and get back into Fun Billy Land. We're talking coloring books as hard as we can.
Fun Billy Land. That'll make
that's
good
the first thing. Week 10,000 sell, Billy. But like,
we're trying to turn this into a series where there's 20 volumes of
Bestsellers.
Show with Stu Gatz Kids Book Universe.
These are just for kids.
Yeah, these are just for kids. We're like, the G-rated version of all of our characters.
Exactly. Guess who got kids? All our listeners. Boom. All y'all got kids. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It'll be a hit. As far-fetched as us doing a musical is as far-fetched as that is. And I think that's even better.
I feel bad, Juju, because you put that idea out there and someone's going to steal that idea and you will be getting $0.99 for every book.
Oh, that's how it goes. Nothing has high goals.
Yeah.
You feel me? But I'm a part of the company, so I'm putting my ideas in forth. Salute to whoever did it.
Yep.
Shout out to Gary. He's in charge of the coloring books here.
Classic.
Hey. Awesome.
Billy, where'd it land?
It has to be Chris, but which
Chris.
One?
Chris.
Which one?
Cody.
Ah. All right. What's my topic here? My topic is companies and their bullshit answering machines when I call you. It's all of you. I don't need to specify. I hope I haven't done this bit before. If I have, just stop me.
I don't think you have.
Where companies, you call a company and you get this thing. Please listen to our choices as our options have recently changed. Please listen options have recently changed. I don't believe you. I called you last month. And your options were exactly the same. I just think you want me to listen to this message. I don't believe your options have recently changed. I think you're full of shit, and you just don't think that I'll stay for this message, so you're telling me they recently changed. Because I have to admit, when you say it, I get excited, and I want to listen, because I'm thinking that something fun to say is going to happen.
Okay, so, but every time...
I'm on to you, companies. Your options have not recently changed.
Great show. Great show.
Dropped.
I was also going to say that They have like this AI now where you, what is your problem today? And then you say something and they're like, oh, you said whatever. And then we keep going. And then at the end of it, we always end up on the customer service line. And then at the end of the customer service line, you talk to someone, they're like, hey, what's your problem today? And it's like, well, why did I tell the automated voice all of the things about my problem? Then we get to you and you have no idea what I said. There's not a record somewhere of what I said. It's just
we're starting
from scratch. Okay, that was a great song and dance for 3 minutes.
The first thing you say is operator. Just cut out the
middleman. I'm telling you, hit zero doesn't work like it used to.
No.
Hit zero used to just be a gold mine. It doesn't work anymore. Now it's like they like basically heckle you. You hit zero and they go, that is not a valid option. Please listen to these options as they recently changed. It's like, go fuck yourself. You will not get a more irritated Chris Cody. Everyone always says Chris Cody. He's nice. He's never gets mad. If I'm talking to an automated thing, I'm like, yes. I'm like interrupting them. Like if they're like, are you this? I'm like, I'm interrupting them. I am trying to fuck. I hate automated systems.
Friend, what?
Give me the operator.
So I could find you in your home just shouting at nobody. I know your options have not recently changed. Stop lying to me.
It's the most angry I get is when I'm on the phone with an automated system.
Right, it'd be important shit too, like the hospital or some shit. Like, you be like, damn, what the fuck? I need my medication. I don't not give a fuck.
Seriously, god damn, so annoying.
So I'm still on at Mike Fountains, and I'm looking at Twitter. So like, there was this thing that went a little bit viral yesterday. It was like the city in Croatia that's on the water. And like it just looks like a really beautiful place.
That's a classic. It's a classic social media one.
Croatia, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? So it's like this beautiful looking small city on the water. Kind of everything's on top of each other, well lit. It just looks like a really lovely place. And the person tweets out the picture and says, all I ask for one city in the U.S. to look like this, just one. And then Mike Fountains retweeted it with, this looks like an overcrowding nightmare.
Oh, wow.
For this lovely city.
Yeah. That does look lovely.
Yeah. There's a new chicken establishment in Miami that he was like, he got out there with his take of the
sauce. Did you guys go?
No,
you guys are
going
to go one day after work, right?
He's like, but he had to get out there with the sauce was mid. And I was just like, this guy is doing stuff. This guy is a social media guy.
My favorite thing is, because his brother works with us too, is when the two of them are constantly fighting with each other. And I just love watching them fight.
Yeah, it's a classic performative brother thing, which is like, hey, we're brothers. We're going to do brother stuff. Yeah, fuck you. You're a nobody. Oh, yeah, we're being brothers in front of people.
Well, I was here first.
Half the time they're wearing the exact same outfit, which is just like the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Shout out Gino.
Mike is always like, yeah, I was here first. Am I right, big bro? Like, it's like, dude, come on, man. Just be a person. Be a person in front of your brother. You don't have to always perform as your brother in the office. All right, here we go. Last one.
Nepotism.
We got two more, right?
Yeah.
Oh, who didn't it land on yet?
The other Chris and me.
I thought Roy went first. Oh, my
I didn't
bad.
Go first.
No, Roy. Roy Juju went to first. Juju first.
Oh, my God, Chris.
My bad.
Chris.
You selected. That's why I said to Billy, it's Chris or Chris.
Chris, where did it land?
Oh, my God, Chris.
It landed on my brother, Witty.
All right, I'll make
son
this
of
one.
A mother.
I'll make this one quick.
Lightning rounds.
I'm becoming very subconscious of taking pictures with people, because last Saturday at Premier League Fan Fest in Orlando, at Universal City Walk, which is a great event. If you're a Premier League soccer fan and you want to watch Premier League soccer with other people, it's a really cool thing where like thousands of fans of a whole bunch of teams get together and the games are on big screens and all that stuff. And and so Louis. Like
look at me Louis
but like
I don't want to say it but
so
yes.
I'm you know walking around, a few people ask for pictures and every single aspect of everything gets scrutinized. There was one picture where my eyes were closed and I get it sent back to me, a picture of my eyes closed over and over again. I'm carrying around a mimosa around the place. My form of carrying the mimosa is scrutinized. I was kind of like holding it like I was holding a microphone because if I carry it around daintily with two fingers and I'm walking in and amongst people, someone could bump it and goes flying. So I was trying to carry it with some security. But either way, like there's a thing on social media where a picture gets put out and immediately people start doing the pinch zoom thing and it's out the slightest detail that makes you a weird person.
Yeah.
And I don't like that level of scrutiny. It's too much.
And it's the internet something. Though. It's the internet.
I know it's the internet, but like I don't want to do it anymore. Stop scrutinizing me. I carry a mimosa.
I think Witty needs you need a personal assistant that walks around with you in those settings. It's like, no, he's not doing pictures right now.
Yeah, you need a Fonzworth Bentley.
No, right now.
I could be that guy for you, bro.
Here's the thing. I want to be great to the fans. They're amazing, and it's startling every time. No, and it's startling every time that they like recognize it. It's incredible. But like, can we take the picture and not have a bunch of people tell me that I'm holding a mimosa wrong, or that my hair is off that day, or you know whatever. Like we're having fun.
How are you holding a mimosa?
You're playing a dangerous game right now.
It was sort of like a microphone. It was sort of like in a full fist.
Yeah, you
got to pinch with fingers.
You got to pinch.
Here's a solution. This is what I do. When someone wants to take a picture, you put your drink right behind your foot. You feel me? So you have your free range. Because you don't want to be caught out with drinks in your hand anyway. You
look wait a minute. No, if it's a champagne flute, was it glass or plastic?
It's plastic.
If it's a champagne flute, you down it before the picture, and then you throw the glass against the wall.
But if it's not how I'm holding the mimosa, it's how my hands are doing a weird thing. What are you doing with your hands? Like, there's always something. Like I'm not George Clooney. I don't look perfect all the time.
I'm a flawless person.
I'm not a flawless person. I'm not a flawless person.
Double negative.
There's something about I don't photograph well. I don't like how I look in selfies. I take lots of them and I delete all of them. Like you know, I don't.
Feel you, brother.
Like, just embrace
that's
it.
That's all it is. It's just the people online. Sometimes they just are malicious.
Stop pinching they're definitely
going to do it less now for sure.
Definitely don't
zoom into any Witty's pictures and then screenshot them and then send them to him. Hashtag mystery
on Mike Fountain's
on his movie thread. Definitely don't
underneath Billy's book club send pictures of me zoomed in.
Definitely don't react to Mike Fountain's movie thread with emotions that Witty's making in photos approving or disapproving of his selections. That
Witty,
would be terrible.
Don't do my boy like that, please.
Shout out to the fans, by the way.
They're amazing. Exactly. I love them.
I have a question for Juju. Witty made me think of this when he just talked about getting photographed. That video in Buffalo where I'm like high-fiving and then all of a sudden I emerge. Did you shoot that video?
I was waiting for that right there. Right.
Did you
shoot that? I thought
she
was going to hit me with that Sunday.
It just hit me.
I fucking stood on my chair, found you in a sea of people and zoomed in on you.
It seemed like it was above me.
That's because I'm a social media guy.
You left your seat to document me?
I stood on top of my seat when they scored and I looked for you. I was like, there you go. And I did my shit like this and got you from the angle.
Damn. To me, it looked like an angle from up the stairs more. So I thought maybe somebody tagged you in that photo.
Hell nah.
The video, it looks like, I don't know, the angle, it looks to me that it was more up and you were like to my right below me almost. So like,
you feel me?
I was holding it up and
looking at it like this.
Dude, that was fire. That's a fire video because it's me just, I have no clue I'm being videotaped just.
Bye.
Right, living life in Buffalo. That shit was hard, bro.
Shit was fire.
Hell yeah.
Good shit on you. I thought maybe someone sent it. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's all the kid. You feel me? I got you.
Yeah.
I'm always on you.
My man.
That's why I say, if I'm with Witty, I got you, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
But back to social media. Stop doing that shit to my boy. Also, sidebar, PSA. if there's ever a big fat white face, you know how Dan do the big fat white faces? That is 100% Dan, y'all.
Yeah, right.
I be getting Dan a big face white people, whatever I'm trying to say, people. Yeah. And those people be coming to my DMs and be like, hey, you N-word, I will see when I see you, or some shit like that. And I'm like, yo, Dan, can we?
Yeah.
But he got to get it in, so. Public service announcement. If it's ever anything coming at people derogatory at all, you know I'm peace, man. You feel me? As always, Dan, please stop sending me death threats, because that I'm not from that life. I'm from another side. So I take that shit a certain way. So please don't do that to me, please. Salute to y'all, though.
Yep. Salute to the fans. They're crazy.
All right, so it's going to land on me, so let's just avoid that. God damn it, Woody. All right, so the reason why I'm going to miss Sunday's watch-along is Anid is in the Miami Marathon. Full circuit.
Full 26.2 then.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. It's going to be a long haul. So yeah. I got to take care of her the entire day. So most likely I'm not going to watch either football game on Sunday. So it's
do you know how to be like a marathon supporter?
No.
No?
No. And I'm kind of burdened because I have Claire with me.
You're gonna
have her with me at the race.
Burden. You should have
I have to take care of my family.
Four water bottles already pre-made with liquid IV. Yeah. You should have several bananas, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe like to hand out. If anyone has tips for Roy on how to be a marathon supporter,
send them to them. @MikeFountain.
@MikeFountain. We should, Roy, after we're done recording, you should tweet @MikeFountain and say, hey, my wife is running in a
marathon. Yeah. What should I bring?
What I should do.
Yeah. Oh, easy.
How can I avoid Claire running onto the actual course?
Four bananas, five water bottles, and. Yeah.
Brother, you don't run a marathon, okay? This is what you do.
You tell your wife not to run a marathon.
Let me tell you something.
Bro,
and if your child runs out into the course, you chase after her. Black people.
Brother, you are like the best husband in the world, bro. Like, you missing Joe Burrow versus Pat Mahomes.
I would be like.
And salute to you, brother.
Roy, you never pull the work card, huh?
He doesn't
watch these. Trust me.
I think you're fine. You don't have to go hang out with us. Like that would have been more of a burden. Is come in and spend the day with us.
No, it's not. Y'all got to get it out y'all mind, bro. When y'all get a chance to come together as a family, bro, that shit be fun, bro. Y'all so cool, bro. Come on, do that. You feel me? We gotta take advantage of these times, dog. Who knows? Something happened to one of us, and now we talking about.
Oh, the life is short situation.
And now we're talking about we ain't want to hang out. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, we smoke a lot of heaters around here, and we drink a lot of tequila around here.
One person smokes a lot of
heaters. Honestly, Juju, you are so right, man. Who knows when the hell all this shit's going to end?
Exactly.
I'm with you, and I'm like Billy. Sometimes like this stuff can feel like work, but like we should.
Because it is.
Like Billy. Billy's going. Roy's the one.
No, I'm just saying, no, Billy, I agree with you that these things that we're. I'm going too, but sometimes I'll think, like, oh man, I got to go do this Sunday. It's like.
I'm not saying I'm fine going. Roy doesn't like me. I know.
You're just projecting under Roy. Stop projecting under Roy.
One wrong tweet from me, and all this shit is over. So let's just enjoy each other while we can.
That's powerful. You should ask for a raise, and that should just be the case.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you feel me? Salute the metal line. They take good care of
They
the
should
kid,
be paying
you
insurance to you. Like, you're the Twitter company's insurance policy.
Clip that, Mike Fuentes.
Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Oh, we did that.
That'll do it for another episode of Mystery Crate. Check out all the podcasts, the Levitard and Friends Podcast Network. Yes, Billy?
Okay, so right now we're just doing a social experiment. Right now, @MikeFountains has 1,221 followers. In a week, let's circle back and see what that number is. So 1221.
We're definitely.
Frankly, I think at this point we should probably start like an advice section of the podcast where it's just Mike Fuentes tells us about things and we bring our questions to him. And every Friday on Mystery Crate, we get answers.
We'll think about it.
Okay. All right then.
Good night, everybody.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.